Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Israel remain clear and mild, with comfortable temperatures across Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. It's a pleasant evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports more than 20 terrorist infrastructures destroyed in Baqa and southern Lebanon, according to Walla, earlier this hour. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu asserts that the IDF will continue targeting Hezbollah, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. Also this hour, a survivor of the October 7 massacre opens a wine bar in Kibbutz Zikim. Despite ongoing missile threats, Israel Hayom reports from a short time ago. Separately, Netanyahu urges the IDF to find solutions against Hezbollah's rocket and drone threats, according to Ynet from earlier today. And finally, an Israeli company will help design a water desalination facility in Texas, JNS reports just 15 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, highlights gaps in the IDF's preparedness against drone attacks by Hezbollah. Haider al-Hussein, a Middle Eastern analyst, noted earlier today that the Lebanese president has labeled Hezbollah treasonous, following intense criticism. Meanwhile, Kikas 6652, a commentator on global issues, observed minutes ago that Sweden plans to replace Islamophobia with anti-Muslim racism in official terminology. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF operations. According to Walla, the IDF focused on sites in Baqa linked to Hezbollah's arms production and storage. This strike follows recent tensions and aims to curb Hezbollah's military capabilities. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain, as hostilities could escalate. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's statements. I, 24 News reports that Netanyahu emphasizes the ongoing need to weaken Hezbollah. Despite recent military successes, he stresses that the threat persists. This could affect diplomatic efforts if tensions remain high. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom shares a story of resilience. A survivor from the October 7 massacre in Kibbutz Zikim has opened a wine bar, symbolizing defiance amidst fear. This act of bravery underscores the community's resolve to live normally despite the looming threat, continuing with Netanyahu's military focus. Ynet details his call for innovative strategies against Hezbollah's drones and rockets. He suggests that addressing these threats could pave the way for diplomatic resolutions. Progress in this area could shift the strategic balance in favor of Israel. Finally, on a collaborative note, JNS reports that an Israeli company will partner in building a major desalination facility in Texas. This venture could significantly enhance water supply, showcasing Israeli expertise in water technology on the global stage. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reports that Pizza Hut will provide financial support to the family of the late Benjamin Zalka, showing a commitment to employee welfare. Separately, Delia Peckelman from LumiTech shared insights at a recent tech event, as covered by CTech. She noted that while capital is flowing, it's becoming more selective, favoring fewer startups. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a shift in consumer behavior. Supermarkets in Israel are now offering discounted electronics and fashion items, responding to high living costs and changing shopping habits. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.